for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2020 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock p.m., February 22nd, 2020. Carter B. Todd is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on how deliverance can help your children. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Okay, so I want to talk about a little boy who had autism. This was back in 2000, I don't remember the year, but there was, in the meeting, I was asked to come and teach, but there were some people in the meeting. A lady had three foster children, and one of them they brought in on a board. Well, it wasn't, the child wasn't on a board, the child was stiff as a board. I honestly thought she was on a board. They carried her, put her on the pew, and left her there. I mean, she was just like not even really living. Another little boy, I thought he was blind because his eyes, he had no control over his eyes. They just bobbled around in his head and couldn't talk, had never spoken. He's autistic. I went over to talk to him during a break. I squatted down and I said, I'm so glad you're here today. And the mother, the foster mother, had her back to the child and swung around and saw me talking to me. She said, oh, he's got autism. He can't understand you. And she turned back to her friend. And I talked to the little boy some more. She said, oh, did you hear me? He has autism. He can't comprehend anything you're saying, and he can't speak. So, and I said, well, do you mind if I talk to him? Oh, no, you know, like knock yourself out. And so I was so grieved over this child. And the last morning, I was in the shower, and I was thinking about this little boy. Lord, the children. And God said to me, he is a prisoner of war. And I'm real literal-minded, you know, so I'm thinking, really? He said, his parents were in a war, and they lost. And the child is in foster care. That is, you know, like being a prisoner of war. And his cell is his sickness. That's what's got him bound up. So that's all I had. He didn't tell me what to do. I just had what God said. And when I got to the meeting, I told the pastor. And so we're sitting, and I was pretty new in deliverance, and when he started the service, he said, Sister Carla had a word of knowledge from the Lord this morning. And I went, oh, I didn't tell him that was a word of knowledge from the Lord. I didn't even know it was a word of knowledge. What was funny is I had read all the gifts, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing, the workings of miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits and prophecy. And I used to pray for those every day. Lord, give me those. Give me words of wisdom. If somebody needs a word of wisdom today, let me have it. If they need a word of knowledge, let me have it. You know, and God began to do those things in my life, and I didn't even know he was doing it. I didn't even know that's what it was. But anyway, it was pretty cool. And so he wanted me to come up. And he said, I would just like her to come. I'd like you to have liberty to come up here and do whatever you think needs to be done. And I felt like, you know, in the movies. Lights, camera, action. And I didn't have a clue. So I said, well, I had my oil with me. Why don't y'all just come up here, bring the child, bring all of the children, the three children, And y'all just come stand around, and I will anoint him and pray for him. We'll lay hands on him and pray for him. Well, I thought about a prayer that God had given me for my son who had been on drugs. And in fact, I was here for a ladies' conference. Mike called me and said, Kyle was 24 at the time. He's 39 now. He said, well, I hate to put a damper on your meeting, but Kyle's in jail. I said, what for? Marijuana. So when we got off the phone, I was so exasperated. I said, Lord, he is 24 years old. He's not 14 anymore. And God said, but that's the age that he started. And he has arrested development. Chronologically, he's 24. Socially, mentally, emotionally, he's 14. Because his brain was stunted when he started using drugs and alcohol. And I thought, well, that's great. What can we do about that? And he said, lay your hands on his head. And that prayer came to me for this little boy. Lay your hands on his head, and you speak to that spirit and command it to get out, and then you speak his age to his mind. And I thought, that's it? Wow. Okay, autism. So I put my hands on his head. I bound. The spirit of arrested development broke its power and commanded it to get out of his brain. He couldn't talk, so I loosed his communicative skills. His eyes were all, I thought he was blind. I spoke to the muscles in his eyes to work the way they were supposed to work. And I called for a supernatural maturity of his mind to match his age. I didn't feel anything. I didn't see anything. I just did it. Well, 6 months later, I get a call, not from the foster mother, but her sister, who I knew. And she was inviting me to come speak at her women's conference. And she said, by the way, the little boy you prayed for, he is talking. He knows us all by name. He is reading. He is memorizing. He is like, oh, and he was also in special ed classes because he couldn't do anything. He's going to start school in the fall in regular first grade.
Amen.
That is what deliverance can do for whatever is happening with your children. So for arrested development. Now, I would venture to say that there are some of you here who have arrested development because of the hard knocks, because of not being loved properly. You may be however old you are chronologically, but emotionally and spiritually, you're like that woman that I saw, the little scared five-year-old, may be in you, whatever age it began to happen. It can be generationally inherited. The bastard curse runs in our family, and we have learning disabilities, rebellion, all these things that would get him in trouble. And so I want to pray for y'all today for arrested development. And I think he will be surprised, because we have cast a lot of spirits out. And right now, you may not even understand what has happened with you because you haven't had time to walk it out. I can remember coming to meetings and not even knowing I got anything. And later, something would happen, and I thought, whoa, my reaction was really different to that. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. So when we pray the prayers, Say the prayers. You don't know what was in your bloodline way back. And so I want to pray for the Arrested Development. So this will be practice on yourself for what you can do for children, your nieces, your nephews, whoever. Okay, so it just put your hands on your head. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to Arrested Development, the spirit of Arrested Development in the brains of those who are sitting here, and even those that will hear this message in the future. You can do the same thing right where you are. I break the power of that Arrested Development, and I command it to get out in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to all Arrested Development that came into them, even generationally. I break the generationally inherited curse of Arrested Development. I speak to the mind, the brain of the baby in the womb. All Arrested Development that took place while they were in the womb by harsh words or treatment, being abused as a pregnant woman, even thoughts that you wish you weren't pregnant. All those things that caused Arrested Development that came into you when you were in your mother's womb. I bind that spirit now. I command it to get out in Jesus' name. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the nine-month-old ready to be born. Now, nine-month-old to 1 year, those first few months when bonding and all of those things took place, the love and the nurture and the feeding and all the basic needs, if they were not met, could cause Arrested Development. I speak to that Arrested Development between the newborn baby and the one-year-old. All Arrested Development, go in the name of Jesus. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the healthy one-year-old. Now I'm going to go to the age five, and then we're going to do it by increments of 10. In all Arrested Development that took place in these here, from the ages of 1 to 2, go in the name of Jesus. Arrested Development between the ages of 2 and 3, go, get out in Jesus' name. All Arrested Development that came in from 3 to 4, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All Arrested Development between the ages of 4 and 5, you go in the name of Jesus. All the shock and trauma and pain and fear and all those spirits that would come in and cause Arrested Development, I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. And I speak a supernatural maturity to the mind of the 5-year-old, the healthy 5-year-old. Now, the ages from 5 to 10, all Arrested Development that came in at the age of 5, at the age of 6, go. Arrested Development, 6 to 7, go. 7 to 8, get out. 8 to 9 and 9 to 10, all Arrested Development, go in the name of Jesus. And I call for a supernatural maturity to the healthy mind of a 10-year-old. Now 10 to 20, all Arrested Development between the ages of 10 to 20, get out now in Jesus' name. I call for a supernatural maturity of the healthy 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14, 15, come forth in Jesus' name, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, all fear, all pain, all disappointments, all shock and trauma, go in the name of Jesus. Arrested Development, get out in the name of Jesus, and I call for a supernatural maturity to the age of the 20-year-old. Now, 20 to 30, all Arrested Development, get out, that came into them through the ages of 20 to 30, disappointments, betrayals, failed marriages, abuse. You think of those things that caused you to have shock and trauma from the ages of 20 to 30. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. All Arrested Development, go. And I call for a supernatural maturity to the healthy, stable, sane 30-year-old. Now 30 to 40. All Arrested Development, go in the name of Jesus. Get out of their minds now from 30 to 40. And I speak of supernatural maturity to their minds, to the healthy, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, 40-year-old. Now 40 to 50, all arrested development. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. 50 to 60, you can stop whenever I pass your age up. 50 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 80, all arrested development that came into your people, I bind it, break its power, and command it to get out in Jesus' name. And I speak a supernatural maturity to the mind of the 50-year-old, the healthy 50-year-old, the 60-year-old, the 70-year-old, the 80-year-old. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. You may not feel anything. It is done in the Spirit. And I expect miracles for each of you Amen. That have battled with confusion and inability to make decisions and inability to be successful and inability to have promotions and to go forward in your lives and be successful. Thank you, Lord. But that's what you can do for your children. My granddaughter, they lived with us a couple of years. While we were at Mike's mom's, we moved in with Mike's mom and dad to take care of them 6 years ago. They're dead now, both of them. But Katie and the kids came to Thanksgiving 1 year and didn't go home. So now we go visit them. But anyway, while Katie was there, I enrolled her in school, of course, and she was telling me one night at bedtime, that her something that happened in her math class. She was terrible. I couldn't help her because I was terrible too. There's another generational that comes with the bastard curse. And while she was telling me this story, the teacher, you know how when you take a test, you'll call each student and give them their test. They come up and get their test. And Kaylee, you have the worst grade in the math class. You need to study. And I was like, oh, Grammy's heart. I wanted to go strangle the woman. Yeah. Not really, because I am very well aware we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Yeah. It is not her. And that's exactly what I told Kaylee. I said, Kaylee, I hope you can understand this, but you know Grammy's job. I teach about demons and stuff. And I said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. That was a mean man in your teacher. A bully. Someone that meant to embarrass you, because she probably came from a parent who thought if you talk like that to him, it's going to make him really try harder. But it doesn't work that way. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. But can you forgive her? Because remember now, it wasn't her. But that spirit in her is the one who embarrassed you. And she said, yes. So we forgave the lady. Then it dawned on me. And I said, hey, Grammy wants to pray for you. And I did the arrested development prayer on her. Before the end of the school year, she had the second highest grade in math. That's a miracle. That is how we can help our children with deliverance. Now, she was old enough. It wasn't scary to her. But, you know, if I had this discussion with my daughter, Mama, send me any messages you think I need to hear. I said, okay. Because she can listen while she cleans. She works in a hotel, housekeeping. And she can listen while she works. And I said, only thing is, Katie, you know, I've shared my story pretty freely. She goes, Mom, I heard one of those messages. She said, I just want you to know. She had looked it up on her own. I just want you to know that I'm not embarrassed and I'm not ashamed, because it took everything that I did and that I went through to get to where I am today. And I totally understood that. So don't worry about hurting my feelings. She said, in fact, when I was listening to it and you were talking, I thought, she said, poor Mom. But anyway, so I sent her the teaching. There's a teaching on LHBConline.com called The Far-Reaching Effects of Pornography. And I sent her that because I knew she'd been involved in it. with her baby daddy. And I knew when I would, like, take laundry up to their room, I would find DVDs sitting around that I know the children saw, just the picture on the... I mean, I would trash them. Wade came home with a CD one time, a music CD, and I opened up the words, the lyrics, you know, and I was horrified. I took that thing out to the burn pile and burned it. He said, "Mom, that was not my CD." I said, "Sorry, don't bring it to my house. Not having it." And he didn't. He didn't bring any more because he probably, the kid probably got onto him. But yeah, see, autism. There was another little boy that I think they were in London. The lady sent me an email. He was 3 years old. Still had to have his food pureed and put in a baby bottle because he could not eat. He never made eye contact with her. Again, the autism. Just, she sent me a picture of him, and when I scrolled up to see the picture, I went, because he was scary. He had these big, blank, like black marbles. Hollow. It was haunting. He had never spoken. He made animal grunt noises. Still wore a diaper. Went to a nursery school, but could not interact, participate. He was just there. The dad, she said, when I was pregnant, he was constantly after me to abort the baby. And I knew that the baby in utero was hearing those words of death, caused arrested development. And I sent her the, I think she heard it on Omega Man. So I sent her the prayer, and she started praying for the little boy. I don't know how long it was after, because, you know, when someone contacts me, I just do what I know to do. And I'm not thinking, I'm not like, oh, I hope, and oh, I wonder. And it's just, I do what I do, and it's gone. Well, I got an email and a picture from her, and he is standing on the back stoop of their house with a bag of potato chips, and he's engaged, and he is smiling. And she said he called her mama for the first time and just makes eye contact and is talking, and he's going to go to nursery school, you know. But it's amazing. That's the power of God. You know, God is not stumped by birth defects. You know, I have a new prayer for birth defects. Okay, so I did the arrested development, and I have that. If y'all would like these prayers, I can send it to you in an email. Write down my email address, because I used to try to get your email address, and that I'd lose it. Just if you want these things from me, email me. My email address is carlabutod@gmail.com. And just say, "I'd like to have the prayers that you prayed at Lake Hamilton," and I'll send them to you. Carla, CarlaZutaud@gmail.com. Okay, that was, so you're gonna pray these prayers while they're asleep, from the door, quietly. They don't need to be a part of it at all. Okay, so, let me see where the other... I have a prayer for autism, a prayer for birth defects. I wanted to read the birth defects one. By the way, that Spirit of the Bride of Satan, I was in Office Depot yesterday to print that out. I was going to make some available. It would not even transfer to their computer. I counted this morning 15 times I tried to send that to them. It would not go to their computer. So the guy working in there said, "Try to send it to my phone." So I gave him my phone to put his thing in there and sent it. I have a carbon copy of everything I send. So I was getting the carbon copy, the carbon copy, the carbon copy, the prayers there, the prayers there, the prayers there. Wouldn't go to his phone and wouldn't go to their computer. I've never had that happen before. It was crazy. But it didn't surprise me, really. Okay. think I have that one. Nothing is impossible with God. Okay. I am not seeing the title of these prayers. The pages are not numbered. Oh, here's something else I want you to do for your children. How many in here are firstborn? Okay. In the Bible, it says, God said that the firstborn that opens the womb, especially the male, every firstborn male is mine. That's what it says. So, who do you think Satan wants the most? Okay, so I have begun to break the curse of the firstborn. Okay, and here's the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the curse of the firstborn. Let's say this, because I have myself. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the curse of the firstborn off myself. Father, I lay myself on your altar and pledge my allegiance to you. And I break the curse off my firstborn son or my firstborn daughter. I call down fire from heaven to destroy the altar that Satan erected for my life, if you're a firstborn, or for their life. And I give leave to the unholy angel that Satan assigned and commanded to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, these are all out of order now. Okay. I now lay myself, my son, or my daughter, my firstborn, on your altar, and I dedicate him to you and to your service for your kingdom. As Joshua 25:15 states, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and I do have the prayer of autism. I'm looking for that one for birth defects because that's the arrested development. So I have autism, arrested development. Okay, here's the birth defect one. So if you have a child with birth defect or grandchild, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and that there is no time measurement in heaven. You can see, name of child, today, and yet you can still see him or her as she or he was being formed in the womb. You know, there is no time in heaven. God sees us today, but at the same time, he can see the people that were sitting in this room 50 years ago. Well, 40, 30, whatever. He still can see all of that. It's amazing. Father, we're asking for a miracle here for the name of the child. We know that theoretically and literally, you have accomplished what you came to earth to accomplish, salvation, healing, and deliverance. We thank you right now that you have destroyed the works of the devil and that you have given us power over all the power of Satan. So right now, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus and we speak destruction to the work that he has wrought in the child. We speak to all that went wrong in their body and soul as he or she was being formed in utero and every day after. We speak a reversal to the damage and we lose the healing power that was released on the cross of Calvary, and we apply that finished work to their body, soul, and spirit. We activate the mind of Christ, and I do that. Jerry did that also. I activate that mind of Christ. The word says, for ye have the mind of Christ. Jesus is on the inside of you. His mind is there. If you're a little fuzzy one day, just say, I activate the mind of Christ right now. I put this flesh mind aside. We say to his or her mind and body, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the strong man of affliction. We bind you, rebuke you, and render you powerless. We break your power off them. We command you to go. Leave now in Jesus' name, whatever the affliction is. Leave now in the name of Jesus. And we loose into them the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We speak resurrection life into every cell that has been destroyed, damaged, stunted, arrested, or affected by any power of darkness. Wake up! We command every cell in his or her brain to function perfectly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command out of him or her every foul, deaf, and dumb spirit that perverts his speech, every spirit that takes over his or her speech or his behavior. We command you to leave him or her now. We call forth the mighty, godly, mature, perfect, and complete aged person. Come forth. We bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless him with success. We bless him to have a mature, independent, fruitful, happy, healthy, productive, and self-supporting life. We bless them to be a blessing. We bless them with great friendships. We bless them with long and satisfying life. We ask you, Father, to bless them with a fresh anointing of your love, joy, and peace. Father, we are going to take by force from Satan all that he has stolen from them. And the life he has stolen from his or her parents. No more robbing. We thank you, Father, that Satan is defeated. We thank you for the restoration of everything the cankerworm has eaten. So, Satan, we command you to loose it now in Jesus' name. And we call it in to the household of the people. We see that one clothed and in his right mind in Jesus' name. So we have work to do, and we have plenty of people that need what Jesus Christ has given us through his own sacrificial death. So I believe that we can see the changes that we hope for. I break every word spoken curse spoken by medical professions over if you have an infirmity. I break those word-spoken curses right now, and I loose healing into your body right now. What men cannot do, God can do. Amen. So receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. If your kids are grown, you can't really, unless they are, well, I say that, generationally inherited stuff, I believe we can cast out, whether, you know, as long as they're not, like, in active sin. You can break those generational curses, and it will help them be able to overcome those things. And you have the power to bind and loose. You can bind. I have a prayer book back there. I don't remember all the prayers that are in it, but there are many other prayers that I've done since then. I have a prayer for children that are homosexual. I got an email from a woman. She has two daughters. They were both lesbians. I sent her that prayer. She started breaking the antichrist spirit, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of homosexuality, all of those. And one of them renounced it and rededicated her life to Christ. I don't know about the other twin, but I haven't heard. But anyway, it's powerful. And it's not us. It's the power of Jesus Christ and the power that he has given us. And he didn't give it to us to just have it. He gave it to us to help others and ourselves. So I hope that was a help to you. God bless you. And Lord, we ask again that you would bless the food that you're fixing to eat. And we thank you for it. And I thank you for every woman that has come here, Lord, with their hopes and their needs. And I thank you because I believe that you're going to meet the needs that they came with. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.